Less Annoying CRM is a user-friendly customer relationship management software. The sales staff at 590 The Fan has been using it for 2 years now, and the transition seamless. The setup only took a few minutes, and the sales staff caught on very quickly, unlike other CRM software. Less Annoying CRM has an outstanding support team and has walked us through any situation that arose. To contact Less Annoying CRM and to receive an extended 60-day free trial, go to insidestl.com/CRM. This also includes free training and setup assistance from one of their CRM coaches.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back into the final hour of the show. And I think Tim McKernan has set a land speed record for going to grab a baby in a bottle. And I don't want to, I guess we just ask him, is Jameson currently feeding at this moment? Tim, is this the first on-air feeding that has been done with the young tyke?
I've suckled from Doug's nipple at a TMA Live in Edwardsville.
Hold on, let me get
But as far as anybody under the age of a month, I believe so, although I have him sitting... I don't know what the device is. Listen, if I were to do a spot for it, I would know the name of the device. But he's sitting in something, and I see he's wrestling about. And if I need to, I will feed him. But right now, he's sleeping. Doug, as you know, he consumed 4 ounces at around 5:30 this morning. He's due for another feeding. Well, you had him in DraftKings, and
right.
So 4 ounces was a good number.
Just out of curiosity, was Doug nutrition laden?
Yeah, he's really got a lot of antibodies in his boy milk. Oh, I'm sorry. You ask a question and I give an answer and people get mad.
It's been Tim.
You don't want the answer, don't ask the questions.
And the cat. Tim and the cat have both
Everybody's been suspended this morning.
Now, Tim, answer.
The stuff Doug was saying.
It was vile.
Doug was the most vile person in the history of this radio station outside the studio, Tim. And then he comes in, what?
Me?
Yeah, he was. He really was. If Frank Cusimano was a witness, maybe he can talk about it. It might be the lead. It might be the first lap on the Hollywood Casino press box here at 10 o'clock. Tim, I have a question for you about parenting. I'll save it for later because we have TJ Moe on the line. TJ joins us, and he's brought to you by Joe Bacardi's. Joe Bacardi's, home to St. Louis' favorite pizza with 5 Missouri locations, plus catering service and events. Find out more at joebacardi's.com. TJ, how's it going? Thanks for making some time for us this morning.
Ben, Fred, what's happening, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing well. It's we got the whole crew here today, Kat, Doug. And Tim is joining us from his home studios that C Monster set up for him. So we're wanting to dive into some Mizzou football discussion. I guess just first of all, kind of your takeaway from the game on Saturday. Certainly a lot of positive things about the offense, which you would hope against an FCS team, but a lot of question marks about the defense. What was your kind of biggest takeaway from the game after watching it, after having a couple days to break it down?
Yeah, I was talking to Tim about this yesterday at the Kirkwood Brewhouse there. The offense, I think, did what we anticipated it could do against the FCS defense, and that was you should be bigger, faster, stronger, do what you please. Now, I don't know if anybody expected them to roll up 815 yards, but they did kind of what you would hope they would do. The defense, I think, was the big eyesore, and what you realized very quickly after the first half is, and Odom said this as much, that they just went vanilla. They said they called one play. It was the most base vanilla defense you could get. And what it did was it kept the young guys, you know, they're starting a true freshman at safety. They're starting a bunch of young guys that hadn't played a lot of football. And when they were calling stunts and blitzes and things, they were running themselves out of the play. And then the Jordan Ulmer, who is the true freshman free safety, when there was any type of misdirection, he would make the wrong read, and he'd run himself out of the play even while the blitzer was running himself out of the play. So you mix those two things together. For instance, you fake a jet sweep. Jordan Ulmer, the free safety who's the last line of defense, runs into a guy that doesn't have the football. And then the guy who's blitzing off the edge gets washed down. Now you have a guy with the football, and that running back had some decent speed. He's out in the open for 80 yards. And that happened the entire first half. On top of that, there was really bad tackling and whatever. But as soon as they went back to this just vanilla-based defense, play your spot, gap control football, they started to make some tackles and do some things. But it just shows how young and inexperienced they are that they can't even run a simple blitz.
Are these things, in your eyes, fixable? I mean, Barry talked a lot about we know what we need to fix, but what I saw at times was a lack of team speed, you know, some fundamental tackling issues that clearly weren't fixed during the offseason. We had a lot of time. How much, if you had to put a percentage on it, how much of this was things that can be fixed in coverages and assignments, and how much of it is just this team needs to be better physically and fundamentally?
Yeah, it was both. You hit it. How do you fix tackling? Usually, I mean, you got to practice tackling for them, which they've done. I know Odom runs his practice a little bit differently than a lot of coaches. He thinks you need to tackle in practice in order to be good at tackling in the game. I agree with him. And what he said in postgame was the lack of tackling really surprised him because that didn't show at all in practice. And if you can tackle the guys on Mizzou's offense, you should be able to tackle the guys anywhere. Those guys can run, they can hit, they can play. So I don't know why it didn't translate. I don't know how you fix that from one week to another unless it was just a bunch of guys that were real young with a bunch of nerves that would come out and play better. And it's certainly not going to get easier going into SEC play when you're playing a receiver like Debo Samuel this year, who killed you last year, had like 15 catches for 100 and something yards and a score last year. And Jake Bentley's as good a quarterback as there is in the SEC. You got to go into those things and play fundamental football. But you're right. Part of it, I mean, I tweeted this out during the game. Part of it is you've got, through most of the first half, you didn't even know if it was a lack of tackling or if they could tackle at all because they were so out of position. And that's what Odom said. He tried to take credit for it and say, you know, I put guys in bad positions sometimes. Well, no, you didn't. It's not like he runs any kind of, like, how he runs a defense is fundamentally sound, right? In high school, occasionally, you'll blitz three guys into a gap just to see if something can happen, and you'll leave gaps open. That's not how it works in big-time college football. You cover every single gap. You got both A gaps on each side of the center. You got both B gaps on each side of the guards, and then you got C gaps. And when you send a blitz, you still make sure that you're covering every gap. It's not like he wasn't playing fundamentally sound calls. It's just that guys are getting washed down. So I don't agree with him when he says it's his fault. Guys just got to learn how to play football.
There was a couple plays, several maybe, where the Missouri State back or receiver would get in the clear, and Missouri didn't have anybody to run them down. Are you concerned at all about that, that maybe there's a bit of a lack of speed there?
Yes, I am concerned about that because it wasn't just one guy. If it were one dude, you can chalk it up to saying, yeah, they got a pretty fast kid over there, and you can be fast at any level. We see guys all the time, Pierre DeSeer, the kid, who was one of the fastest dudes at the NFL Combine here in our backyard at Lindenwood. So it's not like fast kids can't be anywhere. But when there's a bunch of dudes running for 80 yards, now I think you got problems. Their running back had like a 70-yard play. Their wide receiver on a 3rd and 24 had an 89-yard touchdown. I mean, that I think that, and what I think what you're getting at here long term is when you allow those big plays, the stats are crazy. I mean, they had six plays that totaled 315 yards. When you allow 315 yards in six plays, and then the rest of the game, they weren't bad. 68 plays only went for 177 yards. But you allow six plays to get 315 yards, well, that's when you're looking at letting guys score 40-something points in a game. So, yes, I am a little bit concerned, and it doesn't get any easier because Cam Hilton, who he's not the fastest dude in the world. I think he went to Webster Groves here in St. Louis. We've seen him play for a few years now. He's not the fastest kid in the world, but he's pretty savvy, and he's generally in the right spot. He got ejected in the second half, so he's going to miss the first half of the South Carolina game. So it's not getting any easier, and if they're not the most athletic defense in the world, which it seems they're not, they've got to be really smart and in the right position all the time, and that certainly is not what we saw Saturday.
I guess the comforting thing is you got to figure that South Carolina and these other SEC teams won't bring the kind of talent that Missouri State did when the Tigers faced them.
Well, and of course we got that great kicker, you know, so we can kick field goals all day long.
Brutal. When he missed that first one, and I know he went on to make some more and he made a field goal, but he also booted two kickoffs out of bounds. Like, if you miss the first one, then I might have to go and ask Sophie Cunningham to go be my field goal, my PAT kicker. If he wants to kick field goals, let him kick field goals. But he's apparently got a hell of a leg. But I can't understand how you can continue to play a guy who every time he goes out there for a PAT, you hold your breath.
I agree. Now, he did end up, I think he made 8 or 9 the rest of the game. He made the rest. And so maybe that was nerves coming off last year. But I tweeted after the first miss. You saw he missed the first extra point, and then he kicked one out of bounds, and he kicked one out of bounds later in the game. You got to do kickoffs. That's part of the game, okay, when you score. I would go for two every single time, specifically with this offense. You've got a 230-pound running back that is as quick as anybody on your team. Dude ran for 202 yards on 18 carries. How about you give him the football at the 2.5-yard line and see what happens? Let's go for 2 points. All you got to do is make half of them. That's about what you're getting anyway. I mean, Tucker McCann last year, I think they made like 78% of their field goals. All you got to do is make 40% of your two-point conversions, and you're right there.
Yeah, I think they have to find a way for Tucker to practice under pressure. And I don't know how you do that. That's hard. But one way to do it would be, look, you have a portion of practice every week where you have every stinking kid on the team who can kick try a PAT against him. And whoever makes the most in a row gets the job for that week. And if he earns it, that's great. He gets to go out there and kick him. But you have to – I mean, there are guys on this team who can kick PATs. It's not hard. I mean, you just have to have somebody who can block out the pressure and kick straight ahead.
I'm not kidding. All of us could sit here and kick PATs. The problem gets to be because we can all do it in practice too. I could go out there right now and not miss a PAT one time because it's an easy motion. The problem is once you get in the game, some guys have it and some guys don't. I mean, that is the case at every position, and kicker's the one that it shows like crazy. But I mean, there's some guys that can block in practice and can't block in the game because the nerves get to them and the game's just a tick faster and they don't know what to do with it. That might be the case for Tucker McCann. I don't know. But you can't duplicate the nerves of a game. It doesn't matter how many guys you have hooping and hollering and how many guys. I mean, we used to have coaches screaming in the kicker's ear as he's approaching the kick and field goals in practice, and they would make it every time. Then they come in the game, and you couldn't make the kick. I don't know why that is. It's just a nerves thing. But if the kid doesn't have it, you went out and actually offered a scholarship to this kid. He was supposed to be the best kicker in the country coming out of high school, and he can't make an extra point for you. You got to figure out something to do.
Yeah, you got to figure if you're missing extra points, it's just a mental thing. And what's going to happen when the game is on the line with 2 seconds to go and he's got a 45-yard field goal to try to kick? It's not a good trend there.
Or an extra point against South Carolina to clank off the upright and lose the game. That's what happened to Andrew Baggett in 2013, right? It's the easiest thing in the world, and then you come into it, and for whatever reason, now we've been spoiled for years because we had Jeff Wolford who didn't miss, and we had Grant Russell who was an All-American, and he hardly missed, and now you're running into kids who are, these are actually regular kicker problems, but why do you have to deal with them when you have an offense that just racked up 815 yards, and they can go more than 2.5 yards at a time? Like, this isn't the old days of Mizzou football when everything was spread out and you couldn't score on the goal line. Remember, it's like 2008, that offense was incredible, but they couldn't score from 10 yards in because the field was too cluttered. It's not like that anymore. It's a downhill run game. It's not the old zone read, stretch zone, where you get out and try to run at the sideline and just see what happens. These guys have – DeMarre Crockett is 230 pounds, and he runs downhill. He will run over you. He will run around you. And you've got big boys up front. This is one of the best offensive lines in the SEC, and the two guys who play best were the two new guys – who uprooted the two starters from last year who only let up 14 sacks over 12 games. I mean, Tristan Castillo and Trevor Sims graded out better than any of the other linemen. These guys can play. Just give them the ball and go for two every time. I'm serious.
I think the reason they don't is because it puts the coach on the hot seat. It's like, oh, we didn't make a two-point and we lost by a point. It's coach's fault.
Yeah, and I'm with you, but you got NFL coaches doing it. You know, you look around and – and I understand it's a little bit different because the extra point, they've moved back quite a bit now. But if you got guys in the NFL who decide, you know, this is the way to go, and actually they've done studies. Like if you go over, there are certain high school coaches that have never tried to kick an extra point because it doesn't make sense to you. Because if you have any offense worth of crap, you can convert more than, you know, 50% of your, or right at 50% of your two-point conversion. The studies that have been done with the extra points that you do tend to miss over time, compared to the percentage of the likelihood of you making a two-point conversion, it statistically makes sense to go for two every time.
TJ Moe is our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. He joins us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Tim McKernan, the home studios with Ben Fredrickson, Doug Vaughn, and Jimmy the Cat Hayes in the new studios in Kirkwood. TJ, we mentioned the conversation we had yesterday at Kirkwood Brewhouse, and I was talking to you about the spread that came out on, I believe it was Sunday night, perhaps Monday, regarding Missouri being a 4.5-point favorite. That number now on mybookie.ag is down to 2.5, and Clay Travis called in yesterday for Ryan Kelly's radiothon, and I heard the boys talking it over with Clay, and Clay said he was actually going to pick Missouri, and whether one likes Clay, dislikes Clay, I always go back to math because that can't be disputed, and that guy flat out picks college football games with ridiculous success. This weekend he was 11-2, and he's on Missouri against South Carolina. I don't know how many people, I mentioned this yesterday, had a chance to see South Carolina play NC State. NC State has a very good front four, and South Carolina was able to move the football against them. So then you sit there and you think, well, we saw Missouri's defense against Missouri State. How could it possibly turn around in 7 days' time? How do you see things with Missouri and South Carolina, and especially that 2.5-point spread that's getting some attention?
You get 4.5 points at... You played with them last year. That's what I keep going back to. Like, you played with them last year. You beat them 2 years ago. And it's not like South Carolina is full of all these athletes. They're not. They have an incredible wide receiver. Debo Samuel is one of the best in the country. And they have a really good quarterback. He may be the best in the SEC, in Jake Bentley. And he can really play. But it's not like they're full of athletes everywhere. I mean, towards the end of the Steve Spurrier area, he was hardly recruiting, and that is why he ended up dipping out of coaching, because he knew, hey, I can coach with everybody still, but I'm too tired to go out there and continue to recruit the way these guys are. Recruiting has become such a difficult thing with what you got to do with kids, how to bring them in. He used to be able to recruit with the best of them. By the end, it wasn't that he couldn't coach anymore, it's that he couldn't recruit. So they weren't getting the recruits his last 2-3 years. That's why they were losing, and he hung them up midseason. Well, Will Muschamp is still playing with a lot of those recruits. So it's not like South Carolina has got all these recruits running around all the time. They're probably somewhat evenly matched. Missouri maybe even has better athletes than South Carolina. The game is in Columbia, Missouri, so you're going to get some points based on that. And I think they watch the offense. I think that if you listen to people around the SEC, and these are, you know, I tend to, my first thought, I say, well, maybe that's just because I'm a homer, but I look around and see, okay, Peter Burns on the SEC Network, and Jordan Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, LeBron on the SEC Network. All those guys are like, I don't see anybody stopping Missouri's offense this year. And so with that, okay, if you get, you know, a few points here, that maybe that does make sense. I wouldn't bet. I never bet on Missouri because I bet with my heart and not my head. But I do know that watching that offense, you watch the guy Drew Locke, who threw for 521 yards and 7 touchdowns, both school records. But he was mostly throwing screen passes, and those guys were running for 70. First play of the game was like a 4-yard hitch route to Jonathan Johnson. And this is my favorite part of this offense and why I think it actually can be a great offense. Demetrius Mason, who was going to be a star receiver in his own right, came inside, cracked the guy as soon as the Jonathan Johnson caught the ball. He whipped it outside for 60 yards. That happened all afternoon. When you got receivers that can block the way they do, they block downfield, they block inside on the run game to spring DeMario Crockett, now you're onto something, and they move quick. You got guys, I was telling Tim this yesterday, if you guys have ever noticed, the receivers don't switch sides. Have you ever seen Jamon Moore catch a pass on the right side? He doesn't line up there ever. And the only time he's ever caught a pass on the right side is he ran a crossing route, and then he runs back to the left side. They do that to help the hurry up, but it also gets guys used to being in that space and knowing where they are, so they're lining up all the time, and it's easier to get your block, and these guys can really block. So with that, I think you're looking at the 4.5 points, and Vegas is probably saying, well, they racked up 72 points against Missouri State. I know that's not a great defense, but I don't see anybody that can stop them, so maybe this is a 50-something, 40-something game.
I'm impressed with the way Drew Locke throws the ball. I know he could be more accurate, but boy, he's sure got a gun. He'll get a shot in the NFL, won't he?
Oh, absolutely. And I argue with John Hadley about this. He doesn't think he's a very good quarterback. I argue that he's a really good athlete, and he's got, I mean, I think he had a basketball scholarship to Oklahoma State coming out of high school. He had multiple basketball scholarships to go play ball there. He wanted to play quarterback. He was an Elite 11 quarterback, and he knew nothing about football. And no offense to Andy Hill, who I love and I think is one of the best receiver coaches in the country. He was my receiver coach. He's coached multiple All-Americans at receiver, from Jeremy Maclin to Denari Alexander to Chase Coffin and so on. But he was learning quarterback on the job. They moved him after 2012, when the coaching staff had a little bit of turnover, they moved him to quarterback coach. And with that, that worked for a little while because James Franklin had already been brought up by David Yost, who was a good quarterback coach. But Andy Hill, he just wasn't teaching the quarterback position, I think, at least what it seemed like on the field. I wasn't in the meeting, certainly. But it seemed like he wasn't teaching the quarterback position in the same galaxy that Josh Heupel is. Josh Heupel himself, as you guys know, won a national championship as a quarterback at Oklahoma and finished second in the Heisman Trophy So the guy knows quarterbacking. Freshman year, when Drew Locke got thrown in there, he knew nothing. And he was just playing street ball and throwing it to the open guy, wherever that was. Then Josh Heupel took over and said, we started from scratch, basically. He said this in the media multiple times. And he just didn't know much about football. So we started from scratch. It was a limited playbook. He hardly audibled last year. Couldn't get us out of bad plays into good plays because he didn't understand football. It seems like this year he's starting to understand football. You saw one really bad throw. That was a rollout to the right that he just threw up in a triple coverage and got picked. But then you saw him learn from that later in the game, and he said, eh, nobody's open. First read, second read, throw it out of bounds. If he can start to do that, Doug, I think you're right. I think he's a guy that when you watch him throw the deep ball, it is really pretty and really special. And there were two or three throws his freshman year that I saw that I said, I haven't seen those throws since Blaine Gabbert, and I haven't seen those throws since I was in practice with Tom Brady. I mean, it's that sort of thing where you're like, that is a special arm. I don't know if he can translate it to the NFL. Blaine Gabbert hasn't been able to. He's got an NFL arm. He hasn't had an NFL skill set, but he, Doug, you're right. He's got an NFL arm at the very least.
I love that his response to his interception, too, was talking about how our offense is too good for me to take those kind of risks. We should scrap it and make the next play. I think that shows a sign of maturity as well. We'll continue to follow Drew Locke and this Missouri Tigers football team. TJ Moe, former wide receiver and 590 host, he's going to join TMA every Monday. There was a little delay this week because of the holiday and the remote, but TJ's going to be on every Mondays, thanks to Joe Bacardi's, which is the home to St. Louis's favorite pizza with five Missouri locations, plus catering, service, and events. Find out more at joebacardi's.com. TJ, thanks for your time, man. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, fellas. Good talking to you.
See you. All right, thank you. Thanks, TJ.
Big Al has checked in on the text line. Tim, I don't know if you saw that. Just to clarify that he has made a 30-yard field goal at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. So I don't know if that's I think that's maybe an open request to Barry Odom. Just putting it out there, Big Al can kick under pressure.
That's good. That's good intel. I was not aware that he, and I don't know what his eligibility situation is, but boy, wouldn't that be a treat for the audience to have him out there?
Well, he has his own jersey, which is a good start.
Would kind of be fun to see somebody 60 years old who maybe didn't go to college right out of high school and still has some eligibility coming in and be your kicker.
That'd
be
I like how you said maybe.
That's what Timmy.
Right. Well, he would certainly be able to handle the pressure. You know, Big Al would have to juggle such thing as being a. I don't know, being the most hated person on the text line, that pressure is not really comparable to, you know, winning a game for the Tigers. That thing seems small in comparison to that.
10,000 of us got laid off because of Big Al.
Well, I'd like to see it. I think he could probably kick a little bit.
I think he could be a middle linebacker, don't you?
I think he could be a bell cow middle linebacker.
I think he's physical. He's past his physical peak. Clearly, his recent string of arm wrestling losses have shown that he's a little bit washed
now
up.
Now you're showing that you don't know
category.
Anything about football. It's all about gap assignments, right? He just takes care of his gap assignment. He'll be fine.
Well, the problem
a lot of texts are coming in regarding the possibility. It would be fun to watch Big Al get flattened by some college linebackers. That's from the Webster Wienpeeker. Let's see. Big Al can drink a 30-yard glass of bleach. That's from the Veiled Prophet.
Oh.
There is a 0% chance Big Al went to college. Time to fire up the NCAA clearinghouse. That's from Dave with the cauliflower here.
He kind of got that Brian Bosworth-type personality that could really, you know, build a locker room. And I think Mizzou would be grateful to have Big Al as number probably 69 as the kicker, I'm sure
nice
that's
number,
what he would go with. Yeah.
Good question here. Is the Cardinal Cowboy still college eligible to kick? If you remember, we interviewed him, and he said he kicked for a professional team in DuPo.
Yeah.
And boy, doesn't that just put it in our face that DuPo has a professional football team and St. Louis doesn't?
Ouch. Yeah, that
doesn't get a lot of coverage because I've never really heard of it. But if they got a professional squad, NFL, you know, it's gone completely under the radar.
Maybe you could get Doug's big channel out there with a camera and do some reporting on that.
We probably need to. We got a team right there, right across the river. You know, what are we waiting on?
You go do the story. I'll write a web column off that, but I won't actually do any reporting. I'll just cite your link.
Okay.
And then I'll just do that. That's the way I do it.
Poachers.
Yeah, sure. Sure. There won't be any poachers at 590 The Fan.
Why is that?
Because they're all headed to Lou Fest together. We're going to be there. And we're going to be partnering with Lou Fest once again this year to offer 1 2-day passes for our exclusive area at the festival in Forest Park. So you can get a poached ticket if you want, but it won't have this. You get exclusive time to hang out with Doug, even in a bathroom maybe. I'll tell you more about it.
That's
September 9th and 10th,
brought
to you by Bud Light, Bar Louie, and Country Financial. The musical acts, Doug's favorite. It's like a Doug Vaughn playlist, Tim. Snoop Dogg, Weezer, Cage the Elephant, his favorite, Run the Jewels, Spoon, Marion Hill, and so much more. For the same price as general admission, listeners have access to our dedicated bathrooms, more on that in a bit, a private cash bar sponsored by Bar Louie, outdoor lounge, lawn games, prizes, and of course, mingling with some of your favorite 590 show hosts.
How much does a bathroom pass?
It says right here in the text that there's no additional cost to mingle in the bathroom with Doug. It just says the tickets are on first come, first serve, and they're available online, InsideSTL.com. Get yours before they're gone. So you could go buy this for the great music, obviously, but also a chance to mingle with Doug, preferably in the restroom.
You think I'm just going to spend the whole afternoon there standing around in the porta potty? That's what you think?
No, but I think you could have 5 minutes in there, and it might give you enough enjoyment for the rest of your afternoon.
I didn't see the copy, but there was no pause there when you said Spoon Marion Hill. Is that part of it?
I think I can't speak for Lou Fest. I think there was supposed to be a comma there that I might have skipped over.
Okay.
But there is no,
if you can spoon Marion
there
Hill.
Is no clarification on whether or not you can spoon Doug. So I think that's in play. I don't think you can spoon Marion Hill. I apologize for that misread.
Wouldn't think so. Well, we got that cleared up. And then when's the date on that?
That would be the 9th and 10th this weekend. It's coming in hot.
Oh, boy.
Right there in Forest Park, right by where I live.
Had a great time there last year. Had a great time. What, Stapleton was there, Band of Horses, LCD Sound System. You know what it was? A whole thing.
Was it? Pony show?
It was. Yeah, it was a pony show.
Did you shoot
it
over there or did you jet down?
Ubered. Ubered. Yeah.
I don't know how to get there. I don't know what verb I should use to go.
Well, if you're having...
Have Uber pick you up, baby.
Or I got a better idea, Tim. You have you need trouble. You have trouble getting down there. Give Gateway Buick GMC a call,
Doug.
Wow!
The Segways are phenomenal.
You know why? Because they're the home of the lifetime warranty. They're located in Hazelwood, Missouri, off 270 McDonald Boulevard. They offer the lifetime warranty on any new or pre-owned vehicle. That type of program goes hand in hand with their commitment to serving you. St. Louis Buick GMC.com or in person off I-270 McDonald Boulevard. The warranty is fantastic. There's no cost to enjoy coverage you can count on. Only at Gateway Buick GMC can you find this kind of warranty. You can shop or book your service online, or just go ahead and call 888-865-9419. That'll get you down there, Doug, in style.
Sure. But go down in a Buick. Absolutely. Have a Buick. Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? A Buick? A Buick? Wouldn't you really rather have a Buick than any other car this year?
Yeah. Your voice really sounds good in here.
I'm a warbler. That's who I am. That's who I am by nature. That's how I got into the show business.
Sure. Sure it is.
Singing show tunes and Buick commercials from way back. But we should probably talk about Ryan Kelly is probably what we should be talking about. Really.
I was waiting.
Yeah. Did you know that the average American household has more than $16,000 in credit card debt and over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of that right now? Why wouldn't you want to get rid of your credit card debt if you could? If you have a house and you got some equity in it, take some of that money out. Pay off that credit card debt and stop paying those ridiculous interest rates on credit cards. With a cash-out refinance with a home loan expert team, you can get those credit cards paid off once and for all. So if you're carrying any credit card debt at all and you're a homeowner, get in to see Ryan Kelly. Let him get taken care of there. And you can pay about 3% on a mortgage as opposed to about 18 or 20% on a credit card debt. It just makes sense. I am not a certified financial advisor, but I understand that. And certainly Ryan Kelly understands that. And he can help you. So give them a call. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard, and the reason they do is so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? I wouldn't. I went there twice. I refinanced there twice. Ben Fred's thinking about going there to refinance or get a mortgage or whatever the hell you're doing with your little problem. So call Ryan at 314-781-9... Call Ryan. Write it down, Ben Fred. Call Ryan.
Right.
314-781-9700 or visit the Home Loan Expert. .com. Whatever your little problem is, he can help you get it taken care of. That's Ryan Kelly.
A lot of listeners offering Doug a ride to Lou Fest and offering other services that you can imagine what they're what they're saying there. But also Big Al Tim is making a request that you put Jameson's Blues uniform on him. He says it's cold out. He's looking out for the young lad.
I appreciate that. That's a nice gesture on his part. He has a wonderful onesie on though right now. I mean a wonderful onesie.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Tell me if this describes you. You're a man who's worked hard all your life. You have a nice house, a savings, a good retirement. But there's just one problem. Your wife has told you she wants out. She says she wants a divorce. Suddenly, everything you've worked so hard for is on the table. You need a partner you can count on. Consider Cordell and Cordell.
Contact Cordell and Cordell online at CordellCordell.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
A wonderful one.
Okay.
What's the brand there?
Gucci.
It isn't.
He's killing the game.
Are you going to dress him in Blues outfits and Cardinals outfits, or is that too much of a homer move?
He's just a kid.
Yeah, I mean, it's all Cardinals all the time, all Blues all the time, all Missouri all the time.
My question is, are you going to see... So you got that cool Cardinals hat from somebody in Chicago, correct? You've got a tip on a Navy Cardinal.
Oh, yeah, that was Shy Play, baby.
So are you going to go around and if you see a onesie you like, you're going to say, hey, man, where'd you get that onesie? I'd like to cop that.
That's exactly what you say, Doug. I will say that. I'll cop that onesie. Have those words ever been said in the English
language? I think so, yeah.
No, they haven't.
That's what all the cool dads say.
Let me cop that onesie, bro. I like it, and I like it a whole bunch.
All right.
Sorry. Well, so who's been? Who's been reading the emails while I've been on paternity leave?
Plowhawk. Yes, he has.
He does a fine job.
Yep.
Plowhawk, how you doing with it?
They simplify them a little bit more. Knowing going into the emails that I'm reading them, they kind of make it a little bit easier. Plops has been strong. Stephen Wildwood kind of wet the bed the last couple of days, so they've been good. Not as many since you haven't been in as a regular, but still a pretty strong batch each day.
All right, God bless you.
And I mess them up almost every day, so the tradition continues.
It is a tradition unlike any other. Hey, I don't know if this was officially announced. I just popped up in my timeline that the Dolphins and Bucks game has officially been moved from this weekend. Adjust your fantasy football lineups accordingly. It is now moved to Week 11. They'll play at Miami. There was some talk that they were going to play it in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia. Both those teams on the road this weekend. I know Pittsburgh's in Cleveland. Not sure where Philadelphia and Washington. I think that's where they are. But that game is now rescheduled. I have Mike Evans. That is a problem for the Southside Seamen, and we'll have to adjust accordingly. Doug, I don't know if you have any Dolphins or Buccaneers, but the Squadrons will be impacted this weekend. Heads up, Nurse.
Doug could not adjust his lineup and still do as well with that C-minus lineup that you put together, Doug.
Yeah,
terrible.
I was told to go into stamp collecting by Yahoo after my drafts. I have never been more upset.
And then I see Miami, the University of Miami, the U, has canceled their game in Jonesboro this weekend. And some people are wondering, you know, is Jonesboro in the line of Irma? But I guess it's because of travel precautions that they have. They just flat out canceled that, and I don't think it can be rescheduled. So the hurricane approaching Florida is having impact on all kinds of scheduling. I don't know what the Marlins situation is this weekend. I mean, again, mathematically, they're in a wild card race, and the entire Miami area is already kind of in evacuation mode for this this hurricane that's, what, 3 days away from wherever it will hit in Florida? Yeah.
I'm sure
were you ever down there, Doug, for a huge... Because you weren't there when Andrew hit, right?
No, I just missed that. No, we didn't have anything even close to a hurricane in 6 years I was there. Nothing. Absolutely nothing at all.
Marlins are out of town this week.
And you could have bought in on that golf club down there, right? Golf course or nightclub? What was it again?
It was the hotel right there on South Beach that I didn't. I didn't think the area had much potential.
Right, and now you exact your revenge on the hotel chains by stealing breakfast.
No, I don't.
That's
do that.
You think that's gonna?
Wait, I thought I saw you do that.
No. That's part of the service when you're giving rides. When you're giving elderly seniors a ride.
How many did you give? Because I never saw you
ride to the bullpen.
I never saw you give one. I saw you have 3 or 4 breakfasts, big plates of food, but I never saw you issue a ride.
No, yeah. See, I gave you a ride.
So when Doug gives Kat a ride, what was that?
That's why I was there, to pick him up.
Yeah, but the days where you weren't there to pick me up, you were still eating the breakfast.
Were there.
Let's roll that back.
No, you need.
I think everybody heard what he said.
See if others would like.
When Doug gives Kat a ride, he demands free breakfast. But Four Seasons does no such thing. Four Seasons Penske truck. When Kat is on the road, they sponsor him. They collect all of his suits. They put him in the truck. They take him on the road, and that's all. They just do it out of the kindness of their heart.
Well, they know I have a lot of suits,
right? So they don't demand a free breakfast. All they do is ask you to just look for the big gold trucks.
Yeah. Doug, on the other hand,
note,
even
Doug.
When he's not giving someone a ride, he'll stop by the hotel and and steal breakfast.
Oh, Kat, you drove yourself today? Well, I waited in the lobby for 5 minutes and happened to scrounge down three biscuits and some eggs.
Others. Anyone need a ride to the bullpen?
I'll just fetch myself a plate here. Here, maybe I'll put a few of these sausage links in my work bag for when I'm talking with lady journalists.
Oh, I just happen to have a Ziploc in me pocket.
Now you're accusing me of actually packaging the food and taking it with me.
I'm just telling it like it is.
Doug.
Tim, I've been told that that we have a strong batch of emails today. Folks are fired up by your return to the program.
Let me give you a little background on Running Point here, as I've done it at a Hall of Fame level for 15 years.
Go ahead.
That's the Sea Monster's way. Thank you. That's the Sea Monster's way of letting you know he's not really enticed by the conversation that's currently going on and to redirect you on to something else. That's exactly what that means. The batch might be good. The batch might be bad. Ah, yes, the
batch.
Thank you. Yeah. But it's a way of Sea Monster going, kind of bored by this whole thing. Let's get into something else. It's subtle communication.
May I save my my captain of the ship, Seymour? It was actually me who texted Ben Fred.
You're not happy.
No, that wasn't the case. I was just telling. Because yesterday we started a little later, didn't get a full batch in as we would like, so I said, hey, we got some good ones, but that was never a shot at the content of the show.
He was a little salty yesterday because we were at the hospital.
I was not salty.
Ryan Kelly was very energetic, and I'll be honest, Tim, I got a little bit behind. It's on me. Ooh. It's on me. I'll channel my inner Barry Odom and say, we'll get this fixed, and we're going to get to the emails of the day earlier today to make up for it. But first, Doug has to tell us about DraftKings.
Well, maybe you don't need $1 billion. Maybe you don't need 100,000. Maybe you got all your bills taken care of.
I'd like some more money, sure.
Well, once you go to Ryan Kelly, you refinance, you'll save $1 billion. Who needs it? I'm in good shape right now. For those of us who would like a mortgage and an extra billion, we have a chance to win that this week at DraftKings. DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest, and you're saying when? Well, this Sunday, and it's totally free to enter. 100 grand they're going to give out, totally free to enter. And on top of that, if you should draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. I don't know where they're going to get that money. I assume they have it. I assume, yes, you're going to get $1 billion if you get this perfect team. Lots of ways to play at DraftKings with big cash prizes. You can play in private games and public contests with thousands of people. They also have beginner and casual contests where you can play against people who don't know what they're doing. So maybe that'd be a good way for you to get started. The best part is you get to draft a new team each week without any commitment. If you draft a horrendous team this week, you can say, I'm going to go a completely different direction next week. You're not stuck with these players. So get to DraftKings.com now and use a promo code. Here's the promo code, quarterback, to play in DraftKings free contest. Quarterback.
Baby got back.
No, to play in DraftKings free contest with $100,000 in total prizes. That's this Sunday. So you need to get busy now, especially with this game being canceled down there between the Florida teams. You're going to have to do some homework. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you win $1 billion. Promo code again, quarterback, to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. The contest totally free to enter. There's no reason not to try it. That's at DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Some sports talk radio breaking news. And I'm talking about actual news, not the stuff that you read on Fridays in the Post-Dispatch.
Hey.
No, good for you. I know you got to do that, Ben. Radio personality and Boomer and Carton in the Morning co-host Craig Carton was arrested this morning at his home in the New York area. The radio personality, who's 48, was arrested at his home this morning in connection with securities and wire fraud. Carton and business partner Michael Wright founded a business that promised to sell blocks of concert tickets they claimed they had access to. In reality, the tickets did not exist, and Carton did not have access. Business investors were allegedly defrauded over $2 million. In the criminal complaint, it notes that Craig Carton and Michael Wright, the defendants, and others known and unknown, willfully and knowingly did combine, conspire, confederate, and agree together and with each other to commit offenses against the United States. We are aware of the situation and cooperating with authorities. That's what CBS Radio spokesperson said. And then his co-host, who goes in and doesn't know where his co-host is this morning, is Boomer Esiason. And he says on the air, I am aware now why Craig wasn't here this morning. Unfortunately, he was arrested. The station's aware and cooperating with authorities. I'm taken aback and surprised, just as everybody else is. I have no further information. I thought he called in sick. I guess there'll be more news to come from somewhere, but it's not coming from me since I don't have it. So that just happened this morning on the Boomer and Carton show.
Well, the you're innocent until proven guilty, but we've always said that the best of us work in sports talk radio. The very best.
Those of us who specialize in wire fraud.
It's different from this show where if someone doesn't show up, you automatically assume they're arrested, not sick.
Right.
Wouldn't he have been making a ton of money already in New York?
Yes. Yes, I believe they're well compensated.
So what do you think the play would be there, Cap? What do you think a Chris Carton makes?
I'm
New York City, factor in that whole ratio.
I'm going to say $400K.
So not like St. Louis money, but okay, it's enough.
You think less?
Oh, he's making way more than
more?
That. Yeah, I would guess in the 1.5 to 2.
Really?
2.5? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first off, you just got to double St. Louis dollars. So yeah. Yeah, with them. I mean, they're on. That's a syndicated show, and it's on CBS Sports Network now.
It looks like it as of 2016, his net worth is $2.5 million. It looks like his salary is $250K per year. I don't know how updated this is, though.
No way. There's no way that's the case. No way on that. Ship the over. But either way, whatever he's making, who knows? But either way, He and a business partner here tried to do one of those ticket companies and I guess got people to buy in thinking he had access because he was in sports talk, and so he got people to invest and then they just kept the money.
Now, it could be, too, and I don't know this
per PIX11.com.
It could be, you know, that he got in with a business partner that he trusted and scammed him, too. We won't know until all the facts come out, but... Right, you're innocent until...
That wouldn't surprise me.
Who knows? We have no idea.
To think that as a well-known person in the public eye, you can scam people and get away with it?
The only thing I know for certain, and call me overly emotional, but the purest of heart are gravitating towards sports talk radio.
Oh, my gosh! Oh, my...
And this guy's another example of that.
That's what pulled me in.
Yeah,
these are the people. These are the people that I really look up to in the business.
Oh my gosh!
I do feel for the Oakville Hoosier, who's wondering on the text line where will he get his Jets updates now that that Carton is arrest. He's really fiending for the Jets news, and he's feel like he's going to
miss. Keep an eye on that Bilal Powell this weekend.
Short yardage specialist.
All right, well, I got to tell you what was up for grabs for email of the day here, Tim. It's really kind of a Nixie-themed prize. It's Old School Wrestling Night. I call it Larry Nickel Wrestling Night at Busch Stadium. It's Tuesday, September 12th. Features Road Warrior Animal, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Plus,
you get a World Championship belt, T-shirt, and that. We have two tickets, a pair of them. We have two tickets up for grabs for email of the day, which I've been told by Plowsy is a nice batch that we should get to right about this time.
It's a good batch. You want to get at it? Tim, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to get a chance to listen.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, I can't tell if the music is too loud, too soft, so this is a trial error. Just let me know if you boys...
Just a touch.
Is that good? Oh,
wrong perfect. I can't hear it. That's fine. That's all right.
Wrong lead.
Could we have one more quick news flash before we do this?
Go ahead.
Iggy just showed me. What was that, Iggy?
Actually, Jason Barrett reported that Mitch Levy, better known as Mitch in the Morning, was arrested in a prostitution ring in Seattle.
Oh, my God.
I thought the best of us were getting into this industry.
It's the purest of heart.
I think he was there to help those women.
Well, what's funny is it was a sting operation, and 160 people were arrested, and they got into his room, and he had put $160 on the table, and he told the officers, I just played golf this morning. I was just coming in for a massage.
Sure, I'll buy that. Let him go, boys.
That's actually good news. Here we go, boys.
Okay. Sorry
it's
for
good
that.
News. Why?
Just thought it worked.
He just needed a massage. That's good
news. Like sports talk show host Brian. We had one more thing to get to.
So this is the show, huh? I gotta tell you, baby, I really like this foursome. I motioned to keep Ben Freddo as part of the show permanently. He's got a real nice flow, and he's vile as the day is long. He can take Iggy's spot. He is too busy feasting on hooker flesh and terrifying the innocent to care anyway. What drives rating more? A silky voice sports writer with actual knowledge, or a Cheeto orange a-hole who can't stop making up stories? You hear that, bacon face? You dumb Ben Wally Pipped. So have another dart and slither back under your bridge. Oh, that is from the East Side Jack Weasel.
I'm not going to give him check marks. Oh, it was too mean.
East Side Jack Weasel. He's new.
I love
a
shark.
Seamaster decided needed to be the leadoff man.
Thanks, buddy.
strong batch, but that was not one of them.
I don't like the personal attacks. I like a nice shark joke or dead bodies in your garden. That's fine, but the personal attacks, no.
There's no room for it here.
I'm a cat. I just read what's on the prompter. Gas pops here. It's like the guys can read my mind. I've been yearning for an online experience that feels like it was personally curated by a Nigerian hacker in a dimly lit, run-down internet cafe 3,000 miles away. And that's exactly the feeling this creepy redirect I keep getting when I go to InsideFTL.com gives me. So thanks. This feels thrilling and scary at the same time. Like when I got roofied in Bermuda, I feel confused and quite unsafe. But when I'm surfing the web, that kind of danger I want to feel. At least I have some good podcasts to listen to while I navigate this hellhole. Oh, wait. Scratch that. Those stopped loading days ago. Anyways, if you guys need me, I'll just be repeatedly emailing the guy at home on paternity leave who's trying to spend some precious time with his family, letting him know I'm fed up. This is one of my faves when I was reading these this morning. Morn, your hand, my chest. My foot, your mouth. Your chest, my asparagus-filled golden waist. Think about it. From Tunnels 12,000.
What in the world was
that? One of my personal favorites.
Tunnels
good human being, better
been
emailer.
Suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going into the leather.
Didn't say any bad words.
Hot shots. Suspended.
What do you guys think about this batch, huh?
Hey,
gonna bring that back. All right,
having a big show.
Hey guys, congrats on the first show in the new studios. There's nothing quite like the feeling of your first time doing something. Am I right? The butterflies in your tummy the first time you lock eyes with the hot dishwasher behind the Applebee's dumpster. The first time your Grandpa Gary holds your hand while getting your nipple pierced.
The first time
you've helped set the Missouri State record for largest all-male daisy chain. The first time you cry after making love to a KMOV Sports Sunday host. All great feelings, and hopefully I can add another to the list as first email of the day winner in the new studios. Do the right thing, boys. Vote Nipsey. With love, that is from my good pal, Mr. Nipples. Very strong email.
Wow.
Mr. Nipples. I like the little endorsements you put onto your friends.
I think that sways our opinion?
No, yeah, I don't think it does.
It better not.
Try to give him a shout out if he doesn't win. And this is volume two of Doug's Backseat Confessions. This should be good.
All right.
I stepped in the shower after a rigorous workout at Gold's Gym. Water cascading down my new body. Glistening over every love handle, I feel the warm, sensual touch of a stranger placing his firm hand on my waist and his warm breath making his way from my neck to my ear.
So you got the next look.
He gently whispers, "You look like you need help with your back." I slowly turned my lip towards his and replied, "Not much, as I need help with my front." As we face each other, I slowly unbutton his dripping blue Oxford shirt, and we proceed to make passionate, love. It was magic. Every heavenly moment was worth all the dirty looks from the other members in the shower, and the lifetime ban I received from Gold's Gym. Forever yours, Hipster of Tower Grove South.
I didn't like it.
Very emotional.
Hipster Tower Grove South.
Now, I feel free to vote for that one because you didn't suspend anyone.
I've suspended a couple people.
I still think Tunnels is the early favorite. I like the asparagus.
You shouldn't.
It was nice that those kids in Columbia paid homage to the former DC at Mizzou by letting a running back run freely down the field just like they did for Auburn at the Georgia Dome. Welcome back, Coach. I mean, it's tricky when one guy takes the snap and hands it off to another guy behind him, and he runs for a touchdown. Thank God they weren't as smart as those geniuses at Auburn and just run the same play over and over. I know it's difficult to see your opponent in all whites whilst you are in all black, but maybe, just maybe, you could tackle the guy with the ball. Let's try to hold these Gamecocks under 100, fellas. I have the calendar circled for that Idaho game for our next win. Yeah. But watch out for those Vandals. They are a snootful. Tired of it. That is from Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
Turned his hatred towards Mizzou.
He's shifting.
Howdy. Sorry I'm emailing so late. I was in a tree stand all morning hunting for the elusive cashew. When our, this is like at 7:05 this morning, so this is a little old. When a herd of them came into my clearing, I had a nice unsalted one in my sights, but I didn't pull the trigger when I realized it was a roasted almond, and those are illegal to kill in Missouri. Yeah. Being the outdoors type, I have a solution for Iggy's squirrel problem. At the base of the sunflower stalk, place a big rubber hammerhead shark. I didn't even read that. That's awesome.
Okay, Bill, don't be surprised.
That
by
is
the
from
comment.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech. That one kind of snuck up, and I kind of like that.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Yeah, you can hunt for cashews in Missouri. You just have to know the right spot.
Don't shoot the almonds.
I don't think we even have them here.
Let me get
it's
this.
Georgia thing, isn't it?
Let me get this straight. Pumpkinhead is poking fun at people that are.
Hello. Hello.
Sound it out.
Pause.
Sound it out.
Pause.
Pumpkinhead is pointing, poking fun at people that are perspiring as they leave the gym after a vigorous. Perspiring.
Okay, sweating. Perspiring.
That one threw you for a loop.
Yeah, it did. I had to read it again.
All right, let's try it again.
Let's start from the top.
Pumpkinhead is poking fun at people that are perspiring as they leave the gym after a vigorous workout.
I thought we settled on perspiring.
Meanwhile, yeah, I'm not reading this.
No, I wouldn't.
All right.
Lefty Jacksmere.
Okay. Lefty.
I think that one should win just because it stumped me completely.
Sorry, Lefty.
Hey, guys. I just want to share my 2 cents on Doug and his perverted sexual jokes. I know he thinks he's being cute when he solicits listeners to talk about his butt, but lately he's taken it too far. Some of the I want to sleep with Doug material is getting downright embarrassing. Come on, Doug. You're a grown man. Enough is enough.
I don't start
That is
it.
From the Plowboys florist.
I penalize those.
No, you don't. You started an act.
Plowsies,
you should see what he says off air.
And this will be our last one, boys. It's a pretty good one. Dearest Doug, last night as I waited for you behind the Cracker Barrel for my neck trimming, a sudden urge came over me. I had to wee, much like Tim does most nights around 2 a.m. Whilst I was weeing, a man in a gimp mask came up behind me. It was an all-too-familiar smell, just the right combination of aqua velva and tuna. As I turned, he turned. His sans belt can't has been tailored with a removable flap. Before I could pull his diaper down, he turned and fed me some McDonald's fries. I replied, thank you. Thank you for the delicious fries. That is from Peter Dinklage's third leg. And that is what we got for the email of the day. My apologies again, Lefty.
I don't vote for emails to talk about diapers. I wrote down three, and to be honest, the first one I wasn't in for. I'm going to say Bill... I'm going to go change it. Hipster. I'm going with the hipster. He made me laugh.
I was going to go tunnels because I thought it was artsy and it kept us guessing. And then hipster of Terror Go South blew me out of the water.
You can't. It was vile.
He didn't suspend him.
Doesn't matter. We don't need your vote, sir.
Suspending retroactively.
Unless Tim votes and then we have 4 votes and Doug technically could tie.
Okay.
Are you all right with hipster, Tim?
I was going to go with tunnels.
All right.
I really
so, Doug, if you want to vote for tunnels, then it's a tie.
You guys should just go for the vile ones. What's wrong with you?
You have a decision to make, Doug.
Take a look in the mirror. What you're voting for?
Who's your vote for?
Steven Wildwood.
Okay, so it is hipster.
Dag nabbit, Luke!
Hipster of Tower Goes South is your winner of Email of the Day. He gets a pair of tickets to Old School Wrestling Night. We mentioned it early in the show, but I'd like to point out that the photo of Doug and that young nurse with child taken at the hospital yesterday has made its way to the text line. It appears that the it was sent by the husband, and he has some questions for Doug. I'll leave it there. Maybe we can pick that up later in the week. But Tim, thanks so much for stopping by. It's always great to hear your voice, and we look forward to having you back full time here shortly.
I look forward to it as well. In the meantime, I'll be here in the Sea Monster Elysium Restoration Design Studios in my basement, and I am holding my son. This is his first. That was his first email of the day experience.
Oh, wow.
He also voted for Tunnels 12,000.
Well, if he would have known that, we'd have had to have a tiebreaker. All right, Tim.
Happy swaddling, my friend.
Thank you, boys.
Thanks, everybody. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.
Are you ready? Are your pants on?
Just a couple of superstars hanging out in the men's room.
Oh. Hey, this is Tom.
That guy's attractive, Doug.
Remember that first time you Robin fed your boo?
Warm meat and breathy chewing fill the air. The brisket sweats wash over you both, while that sticky sweet sauce binds your taut, rewarding bodies.
It make my ass chesty.
Love yourself. Love me. Love Salt and Smoke.